And this one goes out to our friend, the Lizard Rat. Thank you for your contribution, and thank you for helping to keep the Fun Day Paw Pet Show going strong most every Sunday night. Okay, guys, I've hit on a revolutionary new idea. It's not easy writing a new podcast every week, and now that I've got over 50 of them in the can, I'm just going to remake them all with a couple of different jokes and better editing and as much tits and ass as I can cram up in there. So without further ado, a girl in Texas suffered internal injuries while riding a water slide at a water park. Just kidding. But you have to admit, this is really getting out of hand. Is creativity completely bankrupt these days? Music, movies, wow, talk about hoping the lightning will strike twice. Country singer is redoing Dire Straits' Walk of Life. Keanu Reeves is redoing The Day the Earth Stood Still. Doesn't anyone in the business have an original thought rattling around anymore? And I'm not talking about sequels or updates or reboots or whatever the trendy term is these days. I have issues here too. But if it tries to bring something original to the table, I'll give it a shot. And hey, sometimes it's pretty good. I'm glad Nolan took over the Batman franchise before Schumacher could put nipples in a codpiece on Alfred's tux. And I'll watch Heath Ledger as the Joker chew through the scenery like Oprah chewing through a large Toblerone any day. And music-wise, one of my favorite songs of all time is Fleetwood Mac's Go Your Own Way. And then the Cranberries redid it. Was pretty much note for note, but Dolores O'Riordan's weird lilting vocal was enough to put it on my MP3 player. And seeing her do it live on YouTube, the view count is over 26,000 now, and I'm proud to say that 5,000 of those are mine. Seeing her strut around in that black tank top and leather mini with the short-cropped hair, I've had to cut myself back to watching only a couple times a day now. That warbling voice makes the neighbors call the Humane Society and tell them I'm taking a hot glue gun to the cat, and I was starting to chafe like a mother. But here's my problem with most of the remakes. If you're not gonna do anything new, leave it the fuck alone. In music, most of the offenders are, oddly enough, 80s hair metal bands. Poison, Queensryche, Rat, or various country artists redoing ZZ Top, Eric Clapton, or even Sting. And in each case, I can't tell the difference between the original and the cover version. If they want to do this, fine. Go outside the box a little and redo a song that wasn't on a greatest hit CD. Or at least go outside your comfort zone. I'd love to hear Judas Priest do an Al Jolson cover record. And even worse are the artists that rip off themselves. Thank God all this Nelson Nutgripper with the Bumfuck Symphony Orchestra bullshit seems to have died down like flavored cola. Did anyone ever listen to Rock You Like a Hurricane and go, you know, this really needs a tuba? Please, just leave this to bar bands, karaoke, and Guitar Hero where the fuck it belongs. And movies? I see the movie news and I'm thinking, I need an adult. My asshole is being violated. I can count on one hand or even the number of testicles I currently have the number of remakes that worked. The Fly and the Thing immediately come to mind. But War of the Worlds? The original was a classic. It had cool effects and acting and aliens, and it was fine like it was. And the new one added what? Better effects and more proof that humanity at large can be complete assholes? I can look at the next door neighbor's apartment for that. And Charlie and the Chocolate Factory? Yeah, I know, it was more true to the book. Yeah, blow me. The original movie is considered a timeless classic. The remake was overblown crap, and if you really have to have something closer to the book, read the fucking book. What's next? Are we remaking Citizen Kane? Not yet, but soon, I'm sure. On the slate next is Star Trek, RoboCop, and of all things, Forbidden Planet. Now that's sacrilege right there. Do you really want to see a new Millennium update on Robbie the Robot? Robbie could slap C-3PO with his avocado-sized titanium nutsack, and even George Lucas would look at that and go, betchin.
How rude.
And music isn't getting off easy either. The two most dreaded words in the industry are back. Barry Manilow. Apparently, he's going decade by decade, and he's picking what he considers to be the greatest hits of each and redoing them. And it's bad enough that this egotistical bastard's included three of his own songs for the greatest hits of the 70s, but he's redoing stuff like Careless Whisper, The Long and Winding Road, and Never Gonna Give You Up. And apparently, the day after Rick Astley rickrolled the Macy's Day Parade, Manilow rickrolled us on Good Morning America. Or is that Manilow rolled? Barry, you've cornered the market on geriatric poon. No one else gets those oversized dependents thrown on stage more than you and Tom Jones. So why don't you go remake What's New Pussycat and leave us be? Again, unless it's a fresh take and it's adding something other than new faces and window dressing, what's the point? You're just cashing in on people's memories, and I like my memories just the way they are. They don't need remastering or a special edition. And look, if Pixar can do a movie about two robots falling in love, and Brad Paisley can do a song about checking a prospective female partner for ticks, I'd say there are still some new ideas banging around. Stop being so lazy. Maybe the next summer blockbuster can be about a lonely weasel who writes a podcast every week, unloved, unwashed, and never getting a thank you or a blowjob or a glass of Tang. But like Rocky, he perseveres, and in the end he saves the orphanage, and Holly Berry rubs him down with Velveeta.
Oh!
I'll take scale. And this is Pointy Weasel at point.freos.com and movio.com saying that, since I've got another delightful piece of wisdom in the can, I'm going to go see if I can get that view count up to 27,000. I'm going to need Astroglide and a belt sander.